Glass is the star performer at an art festival this weekend, going on despite last week's tornado. The Glass Arts Festival in Neenah started in 2022. It brings dozens of glass artists to the community, along with glass-blowing demonstrations and hands-on art projects. Most years, the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass hosts that event on the museum's grounds overlooking Lake Winnebago. Their grounds were damaged by the Fox Valley tornado, and the museum announced this week that the event tomorrow would move to the Fox City's Exhibition Center in Appleton so they wouldn't create any more work for Neenah's busy public safety personnel. Amy Moorfield is the executive director of the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, and Taylor Moeller-Roy is studio manager at the museum. I talked to them earlier this week before that change of venue was announced. Amy, before we get to the festival, for people who haven't been to the museum, can you give us a sense of the kinds of things we're talking about when we're talking about glass art?
Sure. So the museum's been open since 1959, but we've been a glass museum since 2012. We have the largest public display of paperweights in the world, but we also have a very large contemporary glass collection, Germanic glass collection, Victorian glass collection. We're located in a historic home that's had three additions right on the banks of Lake Winnebago in Neenah, and we have eight galleries that focus on not only our collection, but other exhibitions from artists from around the globe. When you come to the museum, you'll see the beautiful glass. We also have studios and classroom, glass studio, excuse me, and classroom. And we've got a museum shop and beautiful lawns as well.
Taylor, I used to live around the corner from a glass studio. I saw some demos. Glass blowing is pretty cool stuff. Can you talk us through the process of creating things, creating art out of glass?
Absolutely. There's countless ways to make glass art. We're lucky enough here to be able to incorporate multiple different techniques when making glass art. Anything from fusing, casting, but for our glass arts festival, we always do glass blowing demo. So we work with a mini dragon, and that is the real name of it from the company that makes them, and we call him Ray, after a very, very generous donor named Raymond Smith, who unfortunately passed away, but Ray was able to help us acquire this Ray, and he gets up to 2,100 degrees, and he holds about 15 pounds of glass, so we're able to pull that glass out with a glass blowing pipe and manipulate it into different vases, cups, bowls, you name it, we can make it.
And Amy, the museum, as you said, has been around for a while. This Glass Arts Festival, just a few years old. What was your goal in creating the event?
So interestingly enough, the museum had an arts festival of all media since 1967. It was conceptualized between the museum and the JCs of Neenah. Now, when I came aboard and was recruited by the museum in 2020, we were in the process of starting reaccreditation through the American Alliance of Museums. We're one of a very few group of museums in the state that are accredited. I like to say it's the stamp of approval on everything we do, from our governance, finances, taking care of our collection, et cetera. And we needed to make sure all of our programming was on mission. So I proposed to the board this all media festival isn't on mission with us being a glass museum. And let's go ahead and try it out. It gives us distinction of being the only glass arts festival that's presented by a museum in the country. And there were some skeptics the first year, but each year we've grown our attendance tremendously. And it's an opportunity for people to experience all the different components of glass in a wonderful day that's admission free.
And Taylor, you mentioned the glass blowing demos. Take us on a little tour. What are we going to see at the festival?
Yeah, so we'll actually have glass blowing demonstrations from 11 o'clock all the way up till about 3:45. You'll be able to come in. You can actually sign up online right now to get a spot in the studio so you can be sweating in our 90-degree studio with me. Otherwise, we also have live streams throughout the museum. So if you're maybe more someone who enjoys the air conditioning, you can still participate. And we'll start off from scratch. I'm mic'd up. I can talk through the entire process. So you guys get to learn a little bit about not only the history of the museum, glass blowing techniques, the history of glass blowing. And then by the end of it, we've made some really cool art, and hopefully everyone's learned something.
And Amy, of course, people know about the tornado that came through the area. You were not completely spared. What happened?
Unfortunately, our beautiful trees on our property were all knocked down by the tornado. We're very lucky that we were closed that day, so we weren't open to the public. But because the trees knocked out our lampposts and there was electricity that was exposed, as well as public access, we were closed for the majority of that week. Cleanup crews have worked really diligently on our behalf, knowing that we are committed to having this amazing festival this Saturday on August 8th. And we are in a space to welcome the public. And we reopened it, of course, last Friday to visitors. So sad, the view of the museum is going to look a little different. We don't have those beautiful, gorgeous trees. And some of them were planted as memorials. But onward, the show must go on.
Amy Moorfield and Taylor Muller-Roy are with us from the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass in Neenah. They're hosting the Glass Arts Festival tomorrow on the museum grounds. Amy, the festival, I understand, is part of an effort to make the museum more accessible to the public. I can imagine families with children or with clumsy radio hosts might think, glass museum, I should stay away. We don't want to break stuff. How have you been trying to make it clear that, yeah, we are welcome?
It's interesting because we, as part of reaccreditation, we transformed our mission to say we provide extraordinary glass experiences for all. And we worked very hard with having programming for the very littles and the very young at heart, for all age ranges. And even at the Glass Arts Festival, which is sponsored by Myron Construction, our Community First Credit Union, a kids activity tent, you could do free activities that are all referencing our collection, and they're appropriate for the littles as well as for anyone else who would like to do those free activities on the grounds.
Taylor, what kind of stuff do you do with younger people who, you know, may not be ready for that 2000 degree glass oven, but can do some cool stuff with glass anyway?
Yeah, so we actually have programming for ages 5 and up. So we even start our kids' camps as young as 5. You'd be surprised how much a 5-year-old can do with glass. And we actually work all the way up to something like our Spark program, which is actually created for cultural programming for people living with memory loss and their care partners. So we try to hit, you know, all of the different points of learning that welcomes everybody. We even have different scavenger hunts downstairs where our Community First Welcome Center, where people can actually take a scavenger hunt, learn something new, and maybe investigate some parts of glass that they didn't even know existed.
Amy, in addition to the glass art itself, how much is this festival an effort to build community in the Neenah area?
I mean, it's huge for us because in many ways, the museum sometimes is still considered a hidden gem. And so by offering this wonderful free experience for people, we're hoping to kind of get them to come in the door, see our beautiful galleries, our collection, and maybe they'll come back and take a class or buy something from the museum shop or tour the spaces. We have significant community programming as well. So this is our opportunity. And also, particularly with what happened with the tornado, we really want to be there and have a fun day where people can take their minds off the recovery efforts, et cetera, and just join us and enjoy the day.
Taylor, if someone checks out the glass art and maybe your glass blowing demos and thinks, gosh, I want to try that, but maybe I don't want to invest in all that gear and the dragon and things like that, what are ways people can take baby steps toward maybe learning how to blow glass?
Well, I would always suggest to people to start with our monthly art activity day. On the first Saturday of every month, we always have a $20 project. It's usually fused glass, and you can come in and kind of play and create with glass. And then maybe if you're feeling it, you can start to take further steps. Some people like to start off with our flame working classes where you work with a small torch in front of you. So you kind of have the experience of playing with hot glass without necessarily being in the 90 to 95 degree glass. Otherwise, we also have one day one-off classes where you can come in and make your own paperweight, pumpkin, glass, and you get to work one-on-one with me. I walk you through every single step and I'm right by everyone's side as they're making their own artwork.
And Amy, as we wrap up, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the Bergstrom Mahler?
Certainly. So the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass is steeped in some very important philanthropic folks that helped build this museum. Evangeline and John Nelson Bergstrom actually donated the land and the home. Evangeline sadly passed after her husband to the city of Neenah to create this museum. And part of their founding documents was that the museum was admission free. So from that point, Ernst and Carol Mahler, the Mahler part of the name, were some of the first board members of the museum, and they also donated the Germanic glass collection and helped Evangeline transform this beautiful historic home into a museum. And they're just some of the wonderful individuals that helped us along our way when we got our sea legs back in 1959. And to have a consistent admission-free museum, I think, is a huge gift to this community. And it defines everything we do in terms of our accessibility to the public. We also just completed major renovations at the museum. We were open and doing renovations of all of our public spaces and all of our galleries, and that just was completed at the end of June. So this is an opportunity for visitors to see, you know, the glass flying demonstrations, the artists, over 40 on our back lawn that will be displaying their work for sale, as well as all the new spaces inside the museum itself.
Amy, have a great festival. Thanks for joining us.
Hope to see you there.
And Taylor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was Amy Moorfield, Executive Director of the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass in Neenah, and Taylor Moeller-Roy, the museum's studio director. I talked to them earlier this week about tomorrow's Glass Arts Festival. Since that conversation, it was relocated to the Fox Cities Exhibition Center in Appleton in the tornado aftermath in that area. The Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass is a business sponsor of WPR.